Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Welcoming the Stranger by Matthew Searons enters the immigration conversation with a goal that is both practical and moral to help readers think clearly, compassionately, and truthfully about one of the most contentious issues in public life. Writing from a Christian perspective and long experience with immigrant and refugee communities, Searons frames immigration not only as a policy challenge, but also as a human reality marked by family, work, fear, hope, and faith. The book seeks to bridge polarized talking points by grounding discussion in verifiable information, a careful look at law and history, and biblical themes of loving the neighbor and honoring the stranger. Rather than treating immigrants as abstractions, it emphasizes lived stories and the systems that shape them. The result is an accessible guide for readers who want to move beyond slogans toward responsible engagement, exploring how justice and mercy can be pursued together in community, church life, and civic participation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a framework that holds justice and compassion together. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that justice and compassion are not competing values but complementary responsibilities. Searons challenges the tendency to treat immigration as a choice between being tough on law or kind to people. Instead, he presents a moral framework that asks readers to care about the integrity of borders and the dignity of those who cross them. This means examining what justice requires for citizens, for newcomers, and for the institutions charged with enforcing laws. It also means recognizing how policies can create unintended harm, especially when they fail to account for families, labor needs, or humanitarian realities. From a Christian ethical lens, the book emphasizes love of neighbor, respect for governing authority, and concern for the vulnerable, urging readers to avoid simplistic solutions. The theme encourages a more mature public posture, refusing both dehumanizing rhetoric and naive disregard for legal order. By framing immigration as an arena where moral reasoning must remain coherent under pressure, the book equips readers to ask better questions. What is fair? What is workable? And what is faithful in how a nation welcomes, regulates, and integrates newcomers? Secondly, understanding immigration systems, categories, and legal complexity. The book clarifies why immigration is confusing in practice. It is a web of categories, timelines, and constraints that rarely match the public imagination. Searons helps readers distinguish between lawful permanent residents, temporary visa holders, asylum seekers, refugees, and undocumented immigrants, and explains how people can move between these statuses through life events or bureaucratic decisions. The discussion highlights that legality is not always a simple indicator of moral character. Because pathways can be limited, slow, or inaccessible, even for people with strong family ties or legitimate safety concerns, readers are guided to see how backlogs, caps, and employer-based systems shape outcomes, and why slogans like "just get in line" often ignore the actual scarcity of viable lines. By outlining the difference between border enforcement and interior enforcement, and by exploring how policy changes ripple through communities, the book encourages a more informed debate. This topic also reinforces a practical takeaway: if citizens and church communities want to advocate responsibly, they must first understand how the system truly functions. Clarity on definitions and processes reduces fear, improves empathy, and allows policy proposals to be evaluated for feasibility rather than emotion. Thirdly, truth-telling in a debate shaped by fear, myths, and selective facts, Searons stresses that meaningful dialogue requires truth, especially when the issue is emotionally charged and politically exploited. The book aims to correct common misconceptions that can dominate conversations, such as exaggerated claims about crime, employment impacts, or the scale and causes of migration. It encourages readers to separate anecdotes from broader patterns and to consult credible data rather than social media narratives. This emphasis is not only about winning arguments, but about moral integrity. Repeating falsehoods about vulnerable people damages communities and corrupts civic trust. The book also addresses how language shapes perception, urging readers to resist labels that flatten human beings into threats or stereotypes. Importantly, truth-telling is portrayed as a discipline that includes listening to immigrant experiences alongside statistics. Because numbers alone cannot capture the costs of displacement or the complexity of mixed-status families. By modeling careful reasoning, the book invites readers to hold multiple realities at once: legitimate security concerns, real humanitarian pressures, and the everyday contributions of immigrants. The end goal is a debate where policy is shaped by evidence and ethical reflection rather than fear-based amplification. Fourthly, the church and local communities as first responders in welcome and integration. A significant portion of the book focuses on what ordinary people and faith communities can do, regardless of national politics. Searons presents the church not as a substitute government, but as a moral and relational community that can practice hospitality, service, and neighborly solidarity. This includes practical support for refugees and immigrants navigating unfamiliar systems, such as language learning, job search assistance, legal referrals, mentoring, and friendship that reduces isolation. The emphasis on local engagement reframes immigration from a distant crisis to a nearby opportunity for compassionate action and mutual learning. At the same time, the book encourages humility and wisdom. Helping well means understanding trauma, cultural differences, and the limits of volunteer efforts. It also recognizes the tensions congregations can experience, offering a path toward unity rooted in shared commitments rather than partisan identity. By describing welcome as a long-term process, not a one-time gesture, the book highlights integration as a two-way journey where newcomers contribute to community life. This topic gives readers a tangible arena for response, showing that compassionate practice can coexist with responsible civic advocacy. Lastly, policy principles that aim for humane, workable immigration reform. While grounded in moral reasoning, the book engages policy questions with an eye toward solutions that are both humane and realistic. Sorens outlines principles that can guide reform, such as improving lawful pathways that match labor and family realities, strengthening due process, ensuring border management that respects human rights, and addressing the status of long-term undocumented residents in ways that account for accountability and community stability. The book does not treat reform as a single lever, but as a set of interconnected changes. Enforcement without legal alternatives can increase disorder, while generosity without structure can strain public trust. Readers are encouraged to evaluate proposals by their likely outcomes for families, employers, local communities, and government capacity. Another key element is the moral significance of keeping families together and protecting the vulnerable, especially those fleeing persecution. The book's approach pushes beyond punitive versus permissive binaries toward policy that reduces exploitation, discourages dangerous irregular migration, and preserves social cohesion. By connecting principles to civic engagement, it also equips readers to communicate with elected officials and participate in public discourse without surrendering to partisan extremes. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel caught between competing narratives and want a grounded way to think about immigration with both clarity and conscience. Christians, church leaders, students, and engaged citizens will benefit most, especially those who want to discuss the issue without caricaturing either immigrants or public officials. The book can improve a reader's life by strengthening moral reasoning, reducing fear-driven assumptions, and offering practical avenues for action in local communities. Instead of leaving the topic at the level of outrage or guilt, it points toward constructive habits, learning the realities of the system, listening carefully, and responding with steady compassion. It is worth buying compared to many similar books because it aims to balance evidence, policy awareness, and ethical reflection, avoiding the trap of purely partisan messaging. The focus on truth-telling and on the everyday role of communities makes it actionable rather than abstract. Readers come away better prepared to speak responsibly, advocate wisely, and treat immigrants as neighbors rather than symbols in a culture war. If you would like to support Matthew Sorens, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.